This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. 1-855-453 is the SACL CAI toll free line. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that are waiting there for you. You can actually create the content of the site. You find something online that you think's interesting, you may submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. Once it is submitted, it will appear on the upcoming stories page. And that's one of the most important pages on the site. If you're using the site and you want to vote on stuff, which is the main point behind the site, you vote up the stuff you like and vote down what you don't. And the most voted up makes it to the front page. But it makes it to the front page from originally being on the upcoming stories page. So whenever you're there, drop into the upcoming stories page maybe once a day and see what's fresh and cast your vote to what you like and dislike. And so it's basically a social bookmarking site for the listeners of this show, which means you. So go to freetalklive.com, 855-450-FREE. So, Allie, we just got back from the county fair here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire.
That's
where,
right.
Where we do this radio program, and this was your first day out at the fair.
It was.
My third day out at the fair. And what did you think? Was your first time doing like a fair kind of outreach booth, right?
It was. It was my first time sort of soliciting people to, I mean, I've solicited people to take information before, but not to this degree, not like this.
Have you ever done it like a county fair or anything like that?
No, nothing like that. Mm-mm.
So, I mean, what was it like for you, that experience?
Well, as I was telling you, it was hard to get over my fear of rejection because a lot of people are, you know, just anytime, it wouldn't matter. We could be giving out free donuts. It was just like they think that you want something from them and they don't want to, I don't know what they think.
Free donuts probably would have gotten us more attention.
I think we probably could have benefited from free donuts. But there are people that would turn that down,
sure.
Just because you're telling them to come over. And so I guess
they're
just skeptical.
The guys next to us were giving away like $36,000 in windows and doors. They had a tough time getting people to come over and talk to them.
Yeah. So, it was hard to try to be nice to people and get them to come check out what your, philosophy's all about. And they just look at you like you're crazy, or people would laugh. And I just found that interesting because we were saying things like we had this... the Shire Society Declaration of Independence.
Which you can see for yourself at shiresociety.com. It's basically a personal declaration of independence from the coercive state.
Right. So we're telling people to come on over and declare their personal independence, or we have a new declaration of independence, and people would laugh like it was just so silly to them. But then, when someone actually was interested, it was cool. And, almost everyone who showed interest said that they liked it, or mm-hmm. if they didn't, they were like, I'm not quite sure what this is about. But, we had more stuff to give them. So it was weird because I'm used to talking to people who I'm already in a conversation with, not trying to start a conversation about this stuff right off the bat.
Yeah, well, it's definitely a different approach. Obviously, when you're communicating the ideas of liberty to people that you know, or maybe your coworkers, or their family members, or friends, then it pays to take the long approach where you're not trying to, cram something down their throat or enter into uncomfortable conversations, but to bring up the ideas when the time is appropriate, when the mm-hmm. conversation steers in the right direction, or when, better yet, someone asks you for your opinion about something. But when you're at a general interest event like this, where there literally are thousands of people passing through the event over time, then you have to take a different approach. Because if you just sit back and wait, odds are good no one's going to come talk to you. Mm-hmm. And I thought you did a great job. I mean, considering it was your first time out there doing this sort of thing. Me, I've done it a bunch of times in the last decade. And it does take practice to really kind of, especially me, like I was kind of an introvert when I was growing up, and I've had to come out of that introverted kind of shell and be willing to reach out to people. And it's tough in the beginning, but you were successful. You were able to get people to come over.
I got some
people.
Talk to you. It was also weird because these are like very personal issues, a lot of them, for me. And so that's why, we didn't get into anything really very specific with anyone, or I didn't. So it was just sort of like a general, like, this is the philosophy. And I'm sure I would have, I would have had more trouble communicating if we had gone to specifics, just because other people have their personal issues too, mm-hmm. or personal feelings about things. And it was just, it was kind of having to create distance between my radicalism, I guess, because I consider myself to be a radical, which just means I'm a fundamentalist, that I question things down to the core. And so there's a lot of misconceptions just float around society that people accept, like it's truth, that I disagree with. And I'm sure if they knew all that, then they might.
Right. You can't stand there and have that conversation with those people, because the number one reason is because you're missing everyone else.
Right.
So earlier in the day, there are a lot of people in the liberty movement that like to debate. That's what they're into. In fact, there's kind of a name for it, debatarians.
I've never heard that.
You've never heard that. But people love that. And that's one of the reasons why I think that organizations like the Libertarian Party are not very successful, because a lot of times they just get together and debate stuff and just argue, and they never actually do anything to move the ideas forward or to bring new people
to them. See, because I find debate super stimulating. Like, intellectually, like, I like to watch a good debate.
Oh, I know. You were definitely into a good debate. But the reason why it doesn't work in this circumstance is because you're likely to... I'll give you an example. There was a woman who came to the table earlier before you were there, and she had a couple of her younger teenage kids with her, and she started talking about how she had some issues with some of the things that some of the people from Freekeen were doing. Of course, she started Freekeen.com is my blog site. There are a bunch of people that blog there. And she started out by saying that you guys do XYZ, right? And so I corrected her. I was like, whoa, hold on. There are different people at Freekeen, and mm-hmm. they don't all do the same thing. They don't all agree on the same things. They have differing viewpoints. And so she, of course, brought up the school outreach, which she found very offensive because, well, it's a good idea, right? That, like, if you want to reach young people, then you go to where young people are.
See, I'm glad I wasn't there, because that's, like, some of my favorite activism.
Right, and I'm one of the people who did the school outreach over and over again, and I was right there. And so we had a conversation, and it ended up being a lengthy conversation, which I don't generally like to do, but the booth wasn't too busy at that time. It wasn't a huge deal, but generally I try not to do that. Mm-hmm. This conversation didn't, you know, bring anybody anywhere. I didn't change my mind about my viewpoint. I wasn't going to embrace coercion, and she wasn't going to reject it. She was defending the idea of stealing people's houses because the kids need education, she says. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the roads need to be paved, and, you know, fire and police and all these things. Of course, I suggested voluntarism. I suggested people interacting on a consensual basis, and she was one of those folks who's of that viewpoint that you just can't force people people just won't be good on their own, so right. they have to be forced in order to be good.
I think
she backed away from the idea of wanting to use force on people at the same time, moments before, saying she thought it was okay to steal houses. So very conflicted.
It sounds like
lady.
She thinks that you're saying you'd like to sacrifice the roads and the schools in order to have your ideology. That's probably what she thinks.
Well, see, she thinks that's what'll happen in the absence of force,
right.
is that people will just let everything go to hell, and that no one cares about, you know, educating kids, or not enough people care about it, so therefore it wouldn't get funded and kids would be out of education. I brought up to her about India and how there are all these poor children whose parents make pennies who are going to school at private schools, because there are all these entrepreneurs there who have had the ability to start private schools up, and they can do it for cheap because there's a lot of competition, and they've just, you know, been able to lower their costs to the point where it's $1 a month or something like that, mm-hmm. to send their kids to private school. And even the kids who can't afford the $1 a month, even the parents who can't afford that, are being granted scholarships by the school's owners. That way it can look like, you know, to the community, it looks like they're community-oriented. It looks like they want to help people. So even if you can't afford it, you can still get the private school education. All the while, there are still government schools that these parents could be sending their kids to, but they don't. And, you know, she just wasn't hearing that. And so having these conversations doesn't usually go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Those people aren't going to have an aha moment. They've stopped to have the debate with you. They're as into debating as you are, Allie. They're interested in that back and forth, and essentially what that really ultimately does is they monopolize your time. So you cannot be reaching out to other people who are walking by the booth
mm-hmm.
while this person is completely having a conversation with you. So
right, it's a different kind of format altogether.
Right, you want to reach the numbers at these outreach opportunities. I highly encourage anybody who wants to do more liberty activism, look into your local county fair, see what it costs to get a booth, and the Advocates for Self-Government have a really neat program called the World's Smallest Political Quiz. $50, you can get a sweet little setup for your booth that'll really help draw people in and help introduce them to the ideas of liberty. 855-453. You take control. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you thinking about doing something with a mortgage? Don't know who or what to ask or who you can trust? you have to be real careful. If you're thinking about a mortgage for purchasing or refinancing a home, or are 62 or older and considering a reverse mortgage to live on the home's equity, you should call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice, Incorporated. They're still the only consumer advocacy referral service in America where there has never been a fee or charge to consumers for the Today in America series of free consumer protection guides. They can even help you arrange a free consultation with a licensed mortgage professional in your area who is a member of the Center-sponsored LendingAllianceUSA.com. There are guides for purchasing and refinancing homes, reverse mortgages for seniors 62 or older, and even a guide about credit restoration. Call the center today to arrange for your choice of any or all of their guides, or for a consultation. Call 1-800-593-6406. That's 1-800-593-6406.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have there for you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And you can get signed up for our news updates. Head over to news.freetalklive.com. Follow us via email for the latest about Free Talk Live. And now you can also follow us in a more detailed fashion on Twitter and Facebook, because over the last couple weeks, Mark and I have been practicing our skills with tweeting and Facebooking. And now
you gotten better?
I'm definitely doing it more. So,
how many characters are you allowed on Twitter?
140. It's not a lot. I think Facebook allows 420, but we are doing this. We're doing a Hoot Suite, which means that we can hoot to both Facebook and Twitter at the same time. So, if I wanted to go to both places, then I've got to do it less than 140. To go to both. But we're trying to send out as many updates as we can during the show. We're still kind of noobish at this whole thing, so bear with us.
Have you figured out hashtags?
But just kind of barely, kind of experimenting with the whole hashtag thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is there like a hashtag Ladies and Keen?
No.
No, okay. But there's all these hashtags, and I don't know what they all are, but there's a feature with Hootsuite where I can look them up. Anyway, you can get more now over at facebook.freetalklive.com and twitter.freetalklive.com than ever before. And there's been positive response. People are saying they like the fact that we're doing more updates during the show than ever before. So feel free to get interactive with us there, 855-450-FREE. Now, just kind of reflecting a little bit, I mean, there's news here that we can talk about, like an absolutely ridiculous story about Amtrak losing $800 million on selling cheeseburgers and soda. We can tell you about that here in a little bit. But Allie and I are kind of reflecting on the day's events as you spent a few hours today out at the county fair here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, running an outreach booth, basically a Liberty outreach booth with the Shire Society at shiresociety.com.
Yep.
And as we had left, Kate had showed up from copblock.org with some copblock gear. And it's just something that's been going on all week long, and actually ever since Wednesday. And I've been out there every day. It's my booth, so it makes sense that I would be there every day for it. But I love doing that sort of outreach. I mean, it's, for me, you know, it's fun because it gets me out of the house, it gets me out of the office. Normally during the week, I sit in front of a computer screen all day.
It was hot, though.
It was pretty brutal, but that's all right. I don't mind. I'm from Florida, so heat isn't the biggest
deal. I'm from Alabama, and I was complaining about it.
if you didn't have a lot of water, you'd have been in trouble today, and you did, so you were good. But, it's fascinating kind of how people respond to this. And you were observing that previously, that some people were laughing about you inviting them to declare their independence. And then some people just kind of ignore you. And mm-hmm. that's the toughest part about it.
This is something that my sister and I have talked about before, where it's like people who, like, you know, when you wave at someone or say someone waves at you and they probably think you're someone else. You have no idea who they are.
Yeah.
You wave back, right?
Generally, yeah.
Yeah, you're not just going to, like, snub them and be like, I don't know who that is. Screw them.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with waving at somebody.
Because it would be weirder to not wave, just in case, right? You know, it would just be weird not to wave. Even if it's someone who you think is waving for, like, you know, just because they have to or something, like at Walmart or something. You just wave. You know, that's easier to do than to not wave. But people today, it was like, it seemed like they were, you know, I would be really trying to be nice and get them to come over to the table, and they would just look at me and look away like I didn't exist, or like they thought I was someone and they realized I was no one and looked away and kept going.
I wonder if you would have better luck being a pretty young lady as opposed to me as a dude being there, like bringing people over just because you're, you know, more attractive in that way than...
I wanted to think that, but then I was really disappointed. I was like, maybe I'm not as pretty as I think I am.
But really, it's nothing personal, I don't think. I think people feel awkward in dealing with stuff like that. Maybe they just don't know how to respond to being pitched something. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were there in kind of a row of people that were pitching various different things.
Right.
Next to us, there was a guy selling windows and doors, and he was pretty good at pitching a lot of the people that came by him, and most people ignored him, too, and mm-hmm. or said no thanks, and...
But he really was trying to sell them something, and we weren't.
True. Yeah, we were. We're trying to sell the ideas of liberty, and that's what we're always doing, is trying to sell those ideas.
I know, but it's like, you know, it's not something where you're going to get suckered into spending a bunch of money. Like, you might lose, okay, yeah, you spend your time and energy listening to these people and everything, but these people being us. But it's not like a huge thing where you're going to get sucked into buying something that you really don't need.
But they don't know that.
It's true.
I mean, as they're walking by, you're just another pitch man mm-hmm. to them. So if they're wanting to go to see some donkeys or a tractor pull or whatever it is that's going on at the fair.
Monster trucks.
Or monster trucks.
Or the guy, you didn't mention the guy next to us or the people next to us. They had a big
tank.
The
military.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it wasn't really a tank. It was more like a transport, like a troop transport.
That wasn't a tank?
No, well, I mean,
I guess I don't know what a tank is because I call things tank.
Tanks tend to have turrets on them, and tanks also tend to have treads as opposed to wheels. This thing had wheels, and if you looked in the back, it was a big, you know, so a place where men could sit in the back.
Right.
So, yeah, the military has this vehicle that they pulled up in the lot next to us. And
it was just sickening to me, because I'm sitting here trying to get people to declare their independence, and this mom with her son comes up, and she's like, oh, tell the soldier that you thank him for making this a free country, or something like that.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's just like,
that's hard.
This is not what I want to hear right now. But... You know, I don't know. It was worth it for the people that did come over. And
you felt like that. Okay,
yeah.
Good. Because you were only there for 3 hours, but yet you did have some really positive interactions with folks.
Right.
And people did come over. And
I think like a dozen people came.
You think so? That actually like signed the Shire Society Declaration and took some stuff?
Well, I'm counting the people that didn't take it.
I see.
People that responded.
But some people did. Some people will come and they'll sign the declaration and they'll take a bunch of stuff. Some people will come, they won't sign the declaration, but they'll still take some stuff. And and that's all good because it's exposing people who you otherwise probably wouldn't have come in contact with and talked to about liberty to these ideas with what are some really principled outreach materials. I mean, we were using the Shire Society Philosophy of Liberty flyer that is available if you go to tools.shiresociety.com. You can download the Philosophy of Liberty flyer. You can print it out. If you've ever seen the Philosophy of Liberty video, there's a great video online since animated presentation. The flyer is essentially a truncated version of that.
I like the flyer more, actually, than the video.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's something you can... You know, I guess work with a little bit easier in that you can pick it up, put it down. You don't have to sit still for 8 minutes to absorb those ideas. And it's easy to hand out to folks. So we have some really principled outreach material, and presumably those folks, they're going to go home and hopefully take a closer look at it. So.
Yeah, I was convinced that they would. Something I was asking you is, like, do you ever... Just doing this stuff, I mean, anyone who's had any experience, I'm sure, I know that when I go to, like, when I've been to fairs or any kind of festival where there's people trying to solicit you for stuff, that I know that they get turned down all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder if that starts to get to you at all, because, you know, if I'm trying to sell a bathtub like that guy across from us, I don't really care if they turn me down, you know, except that I don't make money.
Right, you should care, because if you don't sell enough of bathtubs,
yeah, but
you're not going
to
go...
That's less of a big deal to me than if someone is, like, rejecting my personal philosophy that I hold very dear that I moved to New Hampshire for.
But like I said, they don't know what your philosophy is because they just walked by.
I know, but I'm still offended.
855-453. Don't take it personal. 855-450-3733. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today. And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30 year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled DeseRet FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. So head over there and enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Allie.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI. You need some collections done? You need a company that does it with respect. Hook up with SACL CAI through the banner at the freetalklive.com site. Look over on the right-hand side of the page. You'll find our banner column there. SACL's banner is right there at the top. So get in touch with them, and they will take care of your collections for you, and they'll do it in a way that'll keep your customers down the line as well. So once again, that's SACL CAI, 855-450-FREE. As we continue here, Amtrak losing $833 million, selling something that should be like a no-brainer. Americans like cheeseburgers.
I love cheeseburgers.
Americans like soda. How can you fail at selling cheeseburgers and soda to a captive audience? You're talking about a group of people that's on a train. There's nowhere else they can go to eat. Sure, you can, if it's a short train ride, eat before you get on.
So they lost it just, like, the investment in the soda and the cheeseburgers, they lost on that investment, not just from other, for other reasons?
Well, this is just on the soda and the cheeseburger.
Okay,
so I don't know where else they're losing money. They're probably in the hole in a bunch of different ways.
Okay.
Because it's the government, and the government's terrible at doing things.
They really are.
Right. I mean, this is a perfect example, and this story, by the way, from WashingtonExaminer.com, it's a perfect example of how bad they are and how poor, you know, how poor of a job they do at anything they try. They can barely keep those trains going, and they essentially have a monopoly on passenger train service. I don't think it's an actual, like, monopoly that is enforced by law, but honestly, I don't know. I just think that there's probably not enough demand to actually have any kind of serious market-based competition, or maybe they're just so underpriced.
Or they're just driving out the competitors.
Yeah, maybe they're driving out competitors by subsidizing their rates.
Mm-hmm.
If you know more about Amtrak, you're certainly welcome to comment. But we've read all kinds of absurd stories over the years. I remember one about Amtrak was they spent 2 years deciding on the color of their drapes. You know, meeting after meeting after meeting, you know, some task force deciding, trying
That's
to
hilarious.
Figure out these minor details. So according to, the Washington Examiner, they managed to spend $1.70 for every dollar they received in revenue.
Wow, so they didn't factor in costs at all when they were doing this.
They were losing money every single time they sold one of these sodas or hamburgers.
So it wasn't even just unexpected costs, because I know that this can happen when you're running a business is, I didn't account for this, and so now I'm losing money because I didn't think that I'd have this issue. But this is like, no, just the, I'm sure there's like terms for these things, but no, just the price of the materials and then how much we charge, they can't get that right.
It's ridiculous. And how much would you pay for a cheeseburger?
I would, like at most?
Yeah. Let's say
like a
really good cheeseburger.
A really good cheeseburger? Maybe like $7.
They were apparently charging $9.50.
Oh my gosh.
For a cheeseburger. And they were still losing money.
That's just crazy.
How inefficient do you have to be to take a patty of beef, some bread, a bit of lettuce, a tomato. I mean, I'm jumping to conclusions here about what they put on this this cheeseburger. Probably American cheese, or even if it was some fancy cheese, how can you put together a cheeseburger and sell it for that much money and still lose money?
I don't know, man. That's just crazy. It reminds me of when I went to Boston to see a show that was actually on a boat, so it was like a booze cruise show, and so I was expecting to get swashed basically, because we're stuck on a boat and it's supposed to be a booze cruise, and the last time I was on a booze cruise, that's what happened. And anyway, it was like the liquor commission, I think, were the ones running all the liquor stuff, and the lines were just constant. Like, you know, you got in line and you waited
half an hour,
and then we got up there and they didn't have liquor, they only had beer. The liquor stuff was on the other floor, and then they charged this crazy amount. You couldn't keep your beer in the can. It's on a boat, so you're, you know, swaying back and forth.
Yeah.
They had to put it
in a
plastic cup. Plastic cup, and they charge like some insane.
So spillage was more likely, is what
right.
You're saying.
And because the line was so long, we decided to each get two beers.
Mm-hmm.
And so they ended up, it was like $20-something for four beers.
I don't know. That sounds probably about on par for bar rates. I mean, I've seen there's a local bowling alley here that charges $4 or $5 per beer. I mean, are we talking about a standard kind of...
Well, no one got drunk is all I'm saying. No one got drunk on that boat that I know of unless they snuck their own alcohol on,
right.
Because you couldn't bring your own. Or they got drunk before they came.
So, I mean, it's absolutely ludicrous. These government guys don't have any idea how to run a business. And it doesn't seem that hard. I mean, we just came back from the county fair. I got a hamburger yesterday for $3.50.
Mm-hmm.
The highest priced hamburger I saw there was the $6 bacon cheeseburger. I mean, $9.50? Well, okay, so get this. According to Representative John Micah, who is a bad, bad man, by the way, this is a major drug warrior, not to be trusted, but all that said, he's right on this issue in that he's just giving numbers to the media on what these things cost. Over the last 10 years, he said these losses have amounted to a staggering $833.8 million. So over 10 years, that means they're losing about $85 million a year.
They don't like notice. They haven't noticed after the first year that they weren't making any money, and
I guess they noticed.
They kept going.
You know, in any business, you can expect the first year to still be in the hole, right?
Okay.
So if you were to open up Allie's House of Cheeseburgers on Main Street in Keene, you might not make money in the first year. You might be still in the hole because you're trying to build your business, build a brand. You're trying to get people to get into the habit of coming in. And these things take time. It takes time for word of mouth to, you know, really spread, and hopefully you're doing a good job. But, yeah, I mean, after a few years, you should have, there should have been, like, some red lights going off. Like, okay, we need to look at how we're doing this thing. Something's wrong here. We're losing $85 million a year. We're selling burgers for $9.50, but we're paying $16.15 for the burger. According to this, it costs passengers $9.50 to buy a cheeseburger on Amtrak, but the cost to taxpayers is $16.15. Riders pay $2 for a Pepsi, but each of these sodas costs the U.S. Treasury $3.40. How is it that this is possible? How can they possibly pay $3.40 for a soda?
I don't know, Ian, but I know I want these same people in charge of providing my health care.
Exactly. Yeah, because anybody that thinks that the government can do anything efficiently need look no further than this. I mean, healthcare is so much more complicated than putting together a hamburger and a soda.
Yep.
So you should be really concerned with that, and I'm glad you brought that up because it's a great great point to contrast here. They're certainly not going to be saving you money on healthcare. The prices of healthcare are already very expensive. They've been driven up by all the government involvement and all the government regulations in healthcare, and now this is proposing to make it worse.
Well, they can't. It's not that the government is just. I mean, well, for one thing, I would argue that it's probably full of mostly buffoons. But even if it wasn't, even if somehow you had to, like, prove that you're of adequate intelligence to get into the government, it still wouldn't matter, or be an economist or whatever. Like, it still wouldn't matter because they don't have the ability to foresee, like, the risk of failure is basically not there. So that's out the window. So even if they're not providing a valuable product, you know, in relation to the cost, then they're not going to know that because there's no real market signals anyway. So they lack the foresight and the ability to calculate where
the
business...
still have the numbers. Like,
yeah.
You can still look and see. I mean, there's the Amtrak president actually is trying to cover for his agency here, and we'll tell you what he has to say about what they're doing as far as losing money hand over fist in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, it looks like Boner Joe is on the line, and this guy has a lot of experience at making food and selling it at a profit. So we'll see what he says. Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-441-5707. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player, without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-441-5707. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-441-5707. That's 1-800-441-5707.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features on the site there. We give them to you, and those features include you can grab archives, a whole bunch of them, going all the way back to late 2006. Just click and download. They are yours for free. Enjoy at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to Amazon's, different Amazons, one for the U.S., another one for the U.K., another for Canada. Click into the right Amazon for you, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price. Whatever it is you buy there, Free Talk Live will get a cut. Now, Amazon's got a whole bunch of products, but they don't have everything. One of the things they don't have is Buckyballs. They used to have them, but unfortunately they pulled them off their shelves after the Buckyballs were essentially banned by the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
But guess who does have Buckyballs?
We do. You can go and get them at getbuckyballs.com, and that's what we did last week. Ordered a couple of sets of them, and we have been fooling around with them here during the breaks on the show, so you've probably seen us. Oh, that's funny. I made a ring with them, too.
Well, I saw you do it, and then I wanted to do it.
So we've got Buckyball
rings. I've already swallowed, like, three of them.
Oh, that's not a good thing. That is definitely not a good thing. In fact, there are warnings all over the Buckyballs containers about swallowing.
Yeah, that's why you get extras.
They didn't send me
that. Because once you lose one, you can't make the cube anymore.
1-855-453 is a toll-free number. They're pretty cool. I'm liking them so far, and they aren't totally prohibited, so they're not yet contraband, but this federal government has been going after the all of the people that are distributing the Buckyballs and basically trying to put these folks out of business. It's pretty sad. So I wanted to make sure we on Free Talk Live were supporting them. So we've been talking about an absolutely ridiculous story. It comes out of Washington, D.C., with Amtrak. And they have lost $833 million over the last 10 years selling cheeseburgers and soda to a captive audience, people that, honestly, have nowhere else to go to buy food. So how it is you could possibly lose money on that? Because normally if you're the only dealer in a given geographic area of a food product, You can usually build in a little bit extra. You can make a little bit extra money on that because they can't go anywhere else. You know, like, for instance, if you ever drive through a state like New Jersey where you're on the turnpike and you can't really get off the turnpike without right. paying a toll to leave the turnpike, you go to the, like, state-approved stores that mm-hmm. they have along the sides of the turnpike, and that's when you go into, a Sbarro Pizza or McDonald's or whatever corporate food offerings they have there, and you'll pay $2 extra for a hamburger over what you would normally pay because they know that you are essentially a captive audience. You'll either eat their food or you'll go hungry. And that's the way it is on these Amtrak trains, where if you didn't have the foresight to bring your own food with you, which I suppose is a possibility, that you eat their food or you go hungry. And so how can you lose money on this?
I know. And plus, it's like, if they're losing that much money on the food that they offer, then how much are they losing in, like, just gas costs and all the other things associated with, like, refunding tickets and stuff if there's problems with the buses? Like, I don't know how they figure that out, too. They must lose even more on that stuff, because that's way more complicated.
Sure, and if you wanted to, you could look up Amtrak and see what their mm-hmm. revenues are like and see how much they're getting as far as subsidies are concerned. I mean, they are a federal government. They're one of those federal programs that likes to claim how independent they are, sort of like the Postal Service, while at the same time they run to Congress whenever they need an infusion of cash.
Right.
But let's go to Boner Joe. He is on the line calling from our very own Keene, New Hampshire, listening on a fun little radio station that's completely unlicensed. Boner Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
How's it going?
Hey, kind of sound far off. You make sure you talk right in your phone.
Am I better now?
Better. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of funny because I the last time I was on Amtrak, like 15 years ago, everything was so high, you know, as far as food costs went. I mean, you would pay, like, I think it was $25 for a meatloaf dinner.
Wow.
Insane.
You know, $1.50 for a canned soda. And 15 years ago, you didn't have, like, internet to, like, keep yourself busy during a long trade ride. So what else are you going to do but eat? Well, I mean, at least as a fat kid, that's what I did. But.
So now the average train ride isn't exactly a short jaunt, right? I mean, a lot of people get on a train ride, and they're riding for several hours to go somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, like, from Florida to New Jersey is a whole day, you know.
Yeah, because there's a lot of stops. It's kind of like Greyhound, where they're constantly stopping at various different places, letting people on and off. So, you know, you don't really have any other opportunities to eat, do you? You could have brought your own food, in theory, right?
Right. People did, but, I mean, it's convenient, you know. But one thing you got to realize about Amtrak, everybody on that train is under union labor.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them have been working there 20, 30 years, so you can imagine what they're getting paid just to, like, heat up a cheeseburger in a microwave, which is essentially what they do. They're getting all their food, like an airline. Everything is pretty much pre-cooked.
Right, so you're paying $9.50 for a burger that hasn't even been prepared on the train. They're just reheating pre-prepared food product.
Yeah, I can only, like, think of, like, eggs maybe for breakfast that they're actually cooking.
You know, there are restaurants that don't even do that. They just get the frozen egg patties and pop them in the microwave. So,
But yeah, wow. I mean, who knows what they're paying for that and then paying for the labor on top of that. I mean,
yeah, I wonder if labor is included in this loss, in these losses that they're reporting.
I would assume it is.
It must be. I mean, how could they possibly be paying? I know it's government, but how could they possibly be paying $16.15 to make just for the food cost of a burger? Because that's what the claim is here, is that they're charging passengers $9.50, but the cost to taxpayers is $16.15. There's got to be labor mm-hmm. costs involved in that.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, they're getting $30-$40 an hour just to serve food.
Insane. And you're a guy yeah. who has some experience. You're one of the gentlemen that was operating one of the food operations at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this year.
Right.
I mean, you know, what's it cost to put together a hamburger for somebody? A buck or two, max?
You know, I mean, you should be, like, spending, you should actually have, like, a 300% markup on food for most items.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, the hamburgers we were selling at Porkfest probably cost us about $1.50.
And you were selling for what, like $5? $4 or $5?
Yeah, you know, you got a cost of equipment, cost to cook it. You know,
sure, the power that it costs to cook it and the staff that you have to pay. But all that said, you guys were able to charge $4 or $5 for a really tasty burger. That
it
was
cooked, so worth
cooked
it.
Cooked fresh right there in front of you.
I would have paid $2 more.
Same thing today. I was at the fairgrounds. There's a, you know, there's the price range for hamburgers there ranged from $3.50 to $5. And the guys I was buying from pointed out that the competition in the park, the carnies that were making the food are bringing in frozen burgers and reheating them, whereas these guys were getting fresh ground chuck from the local market and then, you know, making patties right there and cooking those fresh. I mean, I got a fresh patty for $3.50 with lettuce, you know, with tomato and everything. And, like, it was a great deal. It was as fresh as it could possibly be. $9.50 is what they're charging people, and they're paying $16.
Well, what if it's just that people aren't, like, it's not that they're selling all these burgers. They're like, they keep buying burgers and materials, and no one's buying them. You know, because it's the government.
Extra.
They're just like, they have all this surplus of materials that no one
That's possible,
is buying.
Too.
I don't know.
It's clear they don't know what the hell they're doing, and it's absolutely ridiculous here. I mean, how you can fail at selling cheeseburgers and soda to Americans on in a captive audience situation is amazing. Boner Joe, any other thoughts?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate the expertise. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So here's what the president of Amtrak had to say about this. He tried to encourage House investigators by telling them that last year's losses represent an improvement over previous years. He says, "Our ongoing programs have certainly delivered measurable financial efficiencies," he told Congress in his written testimony, saying that in 2006, our food and beverage service recovered 49% of their costs. In 2011, these services recovered 59% of their costs. So his claim is that they're doing just fine because in 5 years, the program has become slightly more efficient in that now they're recovering nearly 60%, whereas previously, 5 years previous, they recovered nearly 50% of their costs. They're still losing money hand over fist, but they're losing a little bit less money hand over fist.
Right. Like, is it just... one of these people there's manipulating the statistics to make it sound like, you know, something amazing's happened, but really it's amazingly awful.
Yeah, there's nothing amazing about that. I mean, that you've been serving food for over a decade in this way, and you still are not making even your money back. You're not even breaking even on selling this food. It's pathetic.
It is sad.
The food service is legally obligated to break even, according to the law, but Amtrak lost $84 million on it just last year. The rail service's food and beverage operation has 1,234 employees, and taking into account Amtrak's $84.5 million loss last year, that's $68,476 per employee that they are losing money on. And if they were to cancel the food program, then they'd have to fire all those employees, and the union
can't do that.
Not going to allow that to happen. 855-450-FREE, hour two's next. You take control.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh. fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.